Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. It's Albert here again. Today, once again, we're going to be doing something different. I'm going to be doing this video mostly in English with some Chinese paraphrasing where necessary, all right? 还是一样，大部分时候我说英文，遇到要解释语言知识点的时候，我说一些些的中文。All right, let's get started. So, congratulations to the three Chinese taikonauts, the three Chinese heroes who just landed safely here on Earth.I would say it's not just a great moment for China, but for the entire world, because we as humanity have a shared future. And speaking of shared, this great joy that we feel as Chinese right now is shared among people all over the world. And that is the reason why we're going to be taking a look at what some of them had to say on the internet about this very successful space mission and about the three Chinese taikonauts. So first one from VVC.Congratulations and kudos to these brave men on their safe return and to China's CMSA scientists and staff on this incredible feat. Kudos here is a loan word from Greek, but don't get it wrong, it's not used on formal occasions. Kudos 是一个希腊语的词汇、啊、借用到英文当中，但是千万不要觉得希腊，我的天哪，那肯定用在非常正式的场合。实际上口语当中 ,if you would like to congratulate someone, you can say,Kudos to this person. CMSA here stands for China Manned Space Agency, or 中国载人航天工程办公室 or 中国载人航天。The last word, feat, means great achievement. This, of course, is an incredible feat. And you can also refer to, let's say, China's high-speed railway network as a great, an incredible engineering feat. Next one, from Gene L.Meanwhile, the super rich club members are sending private toys up for fun trips with no scientific value. Here, Jin is obviously taking a jab at those ultra-rich billionaires like Jeff Bezos and Richard Branson for the fact that they spend hundreds of millions of dollars on their private space jets just for the purpose of what? For the purpose of showing it off to the rest of the world that, you see, I was once up there. 这儿呢 ,Jin L 就讽刺一下那些超级富豪比如说贝索斯、啊、布兰森这样的人花了几亿美金到太空一游，无非就是为了炫耀而已。The last one from Biddy G. Great, I hope they will readjust to life on Earth. 90 days is a long period, and microgravity's effects on human body can be enormous. Obviously, I think this guy must be an engineering geek.、Oh, 我猜测这个家伙肯定是一个理工男 because he knows a lot about science. He knows a lot about engineering, about the so-called microgravity's effects on human body. 微重力对于人体的影响是什么？They will probably have to run a battery of medical tests and exercise in order to rebuild lost bone mass. 这个 battery 可能你一下子的反应是电池，但你想一下，难道几百年前电池刚发明的时候是现在这个样子吗？这么的短小精悍，当年可是非常复杂的，好多个组成部分一起组成的一个东西。那么实际上，在有电池这个发明之前 ，a battery of 这个概念在英文当中就已经有了，表达的是一系列的、一排的，比如说 a battery of artillery.Guns, 一排大炮。那么有了这个发明之后，你觉得科学家是不是就要研究？哎，这个应该叫它什么名字呢？不如直接叫 battery 吧，因为毕竟是一系列的东西。好，这啊，他的意思就是宇航员接下来要去做一系列的体检，以及要锻炼身体，这样呢才能够把失去的骨质给挣回来，给锻炼回来。Did anybody see if they were carried away or able to walk on their own? 啊，最后他还提到说，有人看到这些宇航员是被抬走的，还是他们自己能够走路吗？总之，他非常关心宇航员的身体状态。Alrighty, that brings us to the end of today's edition of Albert Talks English. 这一期的 Albert 说英文就到这儿，一定要记得关注我的微信公众号哦。Albert 英语研习社，因为接下来周二、周三、周四三晚八点钟，我将通过免费公开直播课的形式，从三个方向和你分享我高效的英语学习方法。咱们周二晚上八点钟不见不散。